a probiotic.
This is unlike anything I've ever seen.
I guess once in a lifetime storm or something of that nature.
I can't even get out of this parking lot right now.
Seemed like there's ice, snow, and then ice again.
Yeah, boy, it really is about the ice or the sleet or the snow or the wintry mix, as it's called. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Are you keeping warm in those nooks and crannies? I'll tell you one of the strangest things that I ever have seen, and it's probably 10 miles from where our satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas. There were people that were parked along a street just outside of an apartment building, and the ice started to fall off the top of the building and slammed into about 8 cars and crushed their windows, crushed the hoods of the cars. So there were people that were shopping that were parked along the side of the street, maybe one or two that were visiting somebody from that complex. Who would think that? I wouldn't have even thought that the ice would fly off of the roof and would do that to the car, but it was so thick that it was a lot of damage. So, I mean, just crushed cars. And that ice storm is what spread across the U.S. So it went through the Southwest, hit other parts of the South, went up into the Northeast, and people are still digging out in some cases. Shovels everywhere, selling out, and firewood, and anything that you can imagine where people have been holed up or they're hauling themselves up. And then in the Midwest, we're talking about some really chilly, chilly temperatures. The Monday night football game that was played between the Chicago Bears and another peewee team, the Dallas Cowboys, because boy, did they just slaughter them. I mean, it just looked like no contest. The first 7 possessions, Chicago scored. Amazing. And it was so chilly, it was like -8 was the wind chill. That's when everybody you look at has thick gloves on, and they're unrecognizable. They have so many layers. And they all have masks where you can only see their lips and barely their eyes because it's too cold. You can't take it. It's freezing. And the Midwest is really hit with that. I'm sure when they hear the rest of us complain that it's in the 20s or it's, you know, 15 degrees, they cringe. And a lot of you know what I mean who listen to us in North Dakota, Montana, Iowa, any of those hot spots where it is cold, where it's cold during the winter. And it's that common conversation that you have about bundling up and what's the wind chill like and all of that are part of what is weaved into your community because it's something that you always deal with. You know, it's the same with the heat. It's funny how in the middle of the summer, you go into Washington, D.C., and you think you're going to melt. It's Foggy Bottom. It's awful. I think it's one of the worst places to be. The humidity is incredible. And it's the same thing when we're talking about in the parts of the Midwest when we're talking about snow or we're talking about what the temps are. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk to a man who used to be with the FBI, in fact, helped set up the very first counterterrorism education piece of what was being taught out there, and now says there is no question that the threat is worse than ever here in the United States, of terrorist threats daily and jihadists who want to harm the West in various communities, that it's just simply being ignored. Boy, after you listen to what he has to say, it'll make you think twice about some of the things that just get shoved under the rug, including the ties of the Muslim Brotherhood. And I know all about that, and I've talked about this, and he'll talk about it a little bit more, because the Holy Land Foundation, I think I've told this story before, but I was on a big radio station in Dallas doing sports. They were the Ranger station, and the station is KRLD. And I can't tell you how many invitations we got to participate in this celebrity bowling tournament that the Holy Land Foundation was putting on. And we always declined. I always declined to take the show out there. And I'm not even sure what it was. Of course, I didn't know that there were massive terror ties and they were running money through it. And Hamas ties and Muslim Brotherhood were all involved in this Holy Land Foundation. But something just seemed a little off about the way they were trying to raise money, because they absolutely were doing anything they could to be as legit as possible and to blend in, to be there right in plain sight. So anyway, he talks about what we're missing in the United States that could be deadly for so many of us. Hey, talking about deadly and security, the Mandela Memorial, they've got snipers that are going to have to stand guard because they're expecting maybe upwards of 150,000 people at the stadium in Johannesburg. It can seat 90,000 people. You got all kinds of heads of state, Obama, Castro, all kinds of presidents. Zuma is going to be there, too. You've got David Cameron, the Prime Minister of England. I mean, it's just virtually think of any world leader, and they're there. Almost every single one of them is there. And then they've got big screens that are going to be set outside of the stadium because they know there's so many people that will want to hear this funeral. They will want to hear the tributes to Mandela. And I, as far as the United States goes, you've got President Obama, but you have former Presidents Carter and George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. They're going to be there. And there's also the congressional delegation, a bipartisan delegation that will be on hand for it, too, as well. So just, you know, whoever you can think of, they'll probably be there at this Mandela send-off. And the government has had to set up snipers. They've sent in 11,000 troops. They've set up overflow locations so that they don't have too much of a crush of people, because they know that's already going to be part of the problem. And then throw this in. I start the show off talking about weather in the United States. The weather forecasters are saying there that potentially heavy rainfall during this event, which is an open-air stadium. So can you imagine, as you add that as another element to this? But it'll be interesting to hear what people say and what they ultimately, what the reaction is to that in the small amount of time that they'll be in the stadium. And I think it'll be something to see, and it'll be blast all over the tube. You can be sure of that. And all really weekend long and heading into this week, there have been a lot of tributes to Mandela. There have been a lot of history references to some of his amazing quotes, and it's a big goodbye to the first black president of South Africa. And we'll, of course, get you caught up and let you hear some of the sights and sounds of that in our very next show. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like. On Jupiter, in other words.
And we will be lighting a candle for our beautiful little girl, Jessica.
We will be lighting a candle on behalf of Jesse McCord Lewis.
We're going to light a candle in honor of our daughter, Emily.
We will light a candle for my mom, John Hochsprung.
Sad times. It's been almost a year since Newtown, Connecticut exploded. Sandy Hook Elementary specifically. You know what happened. The 26 people that were killed, 20 kids, and the six adults, too. And December 14th was that shooting at Sandy Hook. And so you heard the people recognizing their family, lighting a candle. This is part of the sharing, the remembrances that are all starting to happen in that area. What's interesting is parents of the 20 kids killed in the shooting announced they had a formation of a website that is dedicated to the memory of all the victims, while one family released another video saying that evil didn't win. So you had lots of these parents gathering in Newtown to, and that's what you heard, to unveil the website. And the website's called mysandyhookfamily.org. And they say it's supposed to be sharing communication and contact with the families of the people who lost their lives that day. Because so many people are constantly reaching out, trying to get to the families. And there have been some problems with that. There's been some people that had good intentions and it didn't work out. So they say this way they can honor the kids. They can honor the people that died at Sandy Hook Elementary. And, you know, obviously it altered everyone's lives connected to that forever. So when people want to reach out, that they can do that that way, and they can see what's happening with the family. And the mother of six-year-old Emily Parker released a video on YouTube that's the one who released the video saying that Evil really wasn't the winner, that Emily loved mornings and whatnot, and she loved making art, and she loved being fancy, and talked about her daughter's last project was stuffing a box with toys for charity and all that kind of stuff. So I think the idea is to share that with people who feel like they want to know more and they want to know more specifics about the kids and about the people that were lost in that terrible, terrible day. All right, we're kicking it around in a couple of different directions, and you can do it with us, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Mr. Stacy, how are you?
Just fine. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I just want to bring up something. It's got something to do with that Obamacare. Anyway, a guy I know lives not 2 miles down the road from me. For 46 hours this past week, after his insurance and everything, went up so much. He's got a family of about six, and I know five, if not six. Anyway, he carried home $22 after taxes and insurance, mainly insurance. As for him and his wife said, mainly insurance, he carried home $22. Thank you, Mr. Obama.
Wow, that's crazy. You can't exist on that.
I mean, it's just, and then, well, somebody kin to me, their insurance went from 600 something to, what is it, $2,100 a family of four. It's pathetic. Obama needs to be thrown out of office. He's done everything against, he's done everything against America. I think he wants to destroy America, and he's doing, excuse my language, one hell of a job of it. He needs to be threw out of office. That's all I've got to say.
All right, Stacey, what you're talking about is what we've been talking about. The stories that I keep hearing, except for a few cases of some that have written to me or have called us here on America Tonight and talked about their personal situation actually being better. That's not the case for a lot of people. Today, you know, the first thing I get in the morning, I can't help myself. I got to read that paper. I like to, as much as I'm all over the internet and talking to people and all that stuff, I still like to grab my Wall Street Journal. And what was the top story? Deductibles fuel new worries of health law sticker shock. And that's it. And here they're not talking about even the premiums. They're talking about that the average person, the average deductible for a bronze plan on the exchange is $5,081 a year. And then if you go beyond that, where they say that's 42% higher than the average deductible of $3,500 for an individually purchased plan in 2013 before this federal law kicked in. So they say the health law tax credits available to cover the insurance premium for people with annual incomes that are up to four times the poverty level, or just over $45,000 for an individual, is not really working out, because then you look to help pay the deductibles for people who earn 2.5 times the poverty level, and that means $28,725 for an individual. That's the, they're talking about the exchange's silver policies. So they go deeper into this, and it's all the things that we've been talking about. And it is that sticker shock, as they used in the headline, because that's what's happening. People are saying, wow, so, okay, now my premium is costing me more, and then the deductible is higher, $2,000 or $3,000 or even $4,000 higher. So then you know how this works. The meeting the deductible becomes part of what you're doing, where it's, okay, I have to get this test, this thing is happening, am I meeting the deductible? Okay, I've already met the deductible, so yeah, let's get that done. And it's brutal. So now, again, you're still playing chicken with your health insurance. So that's still not great. So what is the, So what's the whole idea of affordable health care? I'll say it again. I mean, it's just that simple. What is affordable health care? What does that mean to you? Does that mean that you want better coverage because you've had crappy coverage, but it has to be affordable? So what does affordable mean? That most of your check is going toward insurance, and that's what's happening. I mean, think about all the things that you have to be insured for. And now health is like car insurance because, well, you have to have it. If you don't have it, then we're going to fine you for it. And we have 5,000 soldiers in the IRS army that are going to come after you if you don't have health insurance, which just means another red flag on your return. That's what that means. That means they'll comb through your return and then ask about the health insurance. Unfortunately, for a lot of people. And wouldn't it be great? I mean, are there other solutions? Could we not have started with competition and erasing the state lines? I would like to see if that worked, because I think it would have worked. I would like to see, have had a shot at seeing that work. But I'll say this again, and I really mean this. If you listen to Stacy or you've heard me talk about it, my family, different people in my family and their situations and friends and what they've had to pay, and you've heard other people call the show, and if you are having a different experience, absolutely, I want to hear it. If your experience is positive and the cost is affordable, bring it on. Let's hear what it is, where you're getting it. Is it an exchange? Is it not through an exchange? What is it that you're being offered that wasn't there before? And I think most of those, in fact, all of those policies on those exchanges are not going to have better deductibles. They're going to be higher. That's part of it. The premium's going to be, in most cases, a little bit higher, and so is the deductible. But I don't believe that people were really prepared for that. When you heard the statement, if you like your insurance, you can keep it, you were not thinking that it was going to go up or that the deductible was going to be that much higher. We're talking terrorism next with John Guandola, a former FBI agent who has plenty to say about why we're really not safe in America anymore.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are we safer? How many times have we talked about that question? And certainly many of you know my story that I was in New York when 9/11 happened and the world changed and was upside down. John Guandola is in our virtual green room right now. And what an expert he has. He is a counterterrorism expert without a doubt. In fact, he created, check this out, and actually implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training / education program. And as a former FBI guy, he was assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C. Boy, I bet you he has massive tales to tell. And he's got a new book out called Raising a Jihadi Generation. John, thanks for hopping on the show.
Al, thanks for having me.
So that's a big question. I'm sure people ask you that all the time, knowing your background. Hey, are we safer, man? What's going on? Do you think that we're safer than before because of Iraq and what happened there and Afghanistan? And then we're, you know, when we're getting out of Afghanistan, because now we're waiting to see what happens with Hamid Karzai. But are we safer? I mean, there's the question just to you. Are we safer?
No, not at all. I mean, how can we be safer than we were even just 10 years ago, whatever measuring stick you're using to determine that, when you have continued this current administration and really the entire U.S. government, not just at the presidential level, but across our government. We have not acknowledged who the enemy is. We've not acknowledged how they're coming against us and how widespread it is. And most importantly, in the focus of the book is how widespread the jihadi network here is here in the United States.
Yeah, the so-called terror cells, would it be send shivers up our spine if we realized how vast it is? That's what you're saying?
Yes. I mean, I'll just give you just a couple minutes of a little bit of an understanding of that. We know from evidence in federal trials, and specifically the Holy Land Foundation trial, which it was adjudicated in Dallas, Texas in 2008, following an FBI raid in 2004 in Annandale, Virginia, of a senior Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood operative, the FBI discovered the archives of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States. And a lot of that, those documents, financial records, records of the leadership and organizations, audio recordings, et cetera, all of that was recovered. And a lot of that was entered into the Holy Land Foundation trial in Dallas. And that trial was the largest Hamas and terrorism financing trial in U.S. history. Well, the evidence revealed that the most prominent Islamic organizations in the United States are part of the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas jihadi movement here in the United States. And we know if you look at those organizations, like the Muslim Students Association, the Muslim American Society, Islamic Circle in North America, Muslim Public Affairs Council, these are the largest organizations in the United States that and the Islamic centers controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. You're talking about thousands of entities that are part of the jihadi network. And then if you look at the most recent attacks or even thwarted attacks in the United States, all of the jihadists were directly linked to these same Muslim Brotherhood entities, trained, supported by logistically, or in whatever way supported by these Muslim Brotherhood entities all the way back to the 9/11 hijackers.
Yeah, Dan, you know what's so strange is I was in Dallas when that was happening, and then I went back east and came back, and, you know, there was something always that was just seemed so off about the Holy Land Foundation. They were trying to do fundraisers and bring celebrities in and all this kind of crazy stuff. And then when it exploded, you know, people were shocked, but it was almost like people weren't paying attention. Is that part of the problem, that the awareness is just somehow kind of dulled on purpose, maybe?
Well, yes. I mean, when you look at that, when you look at those entities I just mentioned, and you look at that evidence in a federal trial that was specifically, for instance, a lot of the Muslim Brotherhood documents with lists of leaders and organizations and all the evidence, all the testimony, all the recordings the FBI made, all of it is crystal clear about who these organizations are. And yet the leaders of those organizations are advising the State Department, the CIA, the Pentagon, the White House, the National Security Staff. It's absolutely outrageous. But to go, like, to your question about HLF and when they got indicted and people really just kind of falling away but not making a big deal about it, you know, the Islamic advisor to President Clinton, who also happened to be the guy who created the Muslim chaplain program for the Department of Defense, was Abdurrahman al-Amouni, who was an al-Qaeda financier and a Muslim Brotherhood Hamas operative working with al-Qaeda operatives in the U.K. to kill the Saudi crown prince who became King Abdullah. That was the guy who was advising the President of the United States. That was the guy working with the State Department, working and creating the Muslim chaplain program for DOD. And when he got arrested, all the people around him, the Muslim leaders around him, who are also jihadis, they're still in good graces with U.S. government officials. It's as if they just, he got arrested and went to jail for 23 years for being al-Qaeda, but all the guys around him who were working directly with him, it's as if they're not tainted whatsoever. And it's completely, it's catastrophic failure on the part of our leaders.
Now, speaking of catastrophic failure, so if the leaders are doing this, let's put it that way, what does that mean for the rest of us, people that are listening to this interview? How concerned should they be?
Well, the very organizations, FBI, DHS, and the other, State Department, CIA, they're working with the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States. That's not even a debatable point. And the Muslim Brotherhood has made it clear what their objectives are. This is, it's a jihadi organization. And so when people like me and others that I work with are not allowed to teach inside the government anymore at the war college, at the war colleges, Army, Navy, War College, Marine Corps, inside the government, like State Department, CIA, FBI, and yet jihadis wearing suits that we can directly tie to being leaders in Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas organizations are advising the president, secretary of state, FBI director, working in advisory committees for DHS and others. I mean, that's the breakdown. I believe it's criminal negligence. In a world where the rule of law actually applies, I think you would see senior government officials in the handcuffs.
Yeah, wow. You know, with this criminal negligence that we're talking about and looking at Sharia law and certainly what's happening there and what's actually happened in some cases in a few courtrooms, that's another twisted version of what we're seeing in the United States. In the meantime, like you say, if you're talking about the FBI, the DHS, Joint Terrorism Task Forces, and some of the others we've mentioned, the fact that they're not really fully getting what's going on behind the scenes because guys like you have been shut out. I mean, ultimately, I hate to say this because I was in New York, like I mentioned, I don't want to ever see another attack, but if there was another attack, would we all be standing around saying, well, why didn't we do something about this? Why didn't we listen?
No, I don't think we will. I think if there were another massive attack, a spectacular attack like 9/11, I think we, our government, would say it's because we're not doing enough for the Muslim community. Because they've got us so bent over the barrel with our heads up our backside that we have no idea which end is up. I'll give you this quick story, and I'll be very brief. You know, a couple years ago, I taught a three-day program with a colleague at Headquarters Marine Corps. About 115 professionals, FBI, CIA, DHS, State Department, college, campus police officers, local state police, fusion centers, people from National Joint Terrorism Task Force, military guys, special operations guys, and analysts. You get the picture, 115. On the last day, a guy stood up and said, John, I am a supervisor at FBI headquarters. I work in the counterterrorism division, and I've never heard any of this information you guys have put out, but you've demonstrated that it's factual, it's true, it's evidence. And he was angry because he realized there was an intentional push to keep this from the very men and women working every day to protect us. And when I asked the audience, 115 of them, raise your hand if you knew this before you came in here, and not one hand went up. Now, that's just an anecdote, but that's a pretty important one right outside of Washington, D.C., and the very agencies that are supposed to be defending us do not know this. And this is not accidental. When Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the FBI Director and the Homeland Security Secretary shut down this discussion you and I are having to the very professionals that need it, and that training is done by men that we can easily identify as, at a minimum, Muslim Brotherhood, but in several cases, Hamas and Al-Qaeda. But because they wear suits and because we don't want to offend anybody, this is where we are. This is not sane. But it's worse than that. You know, we put doctors and lawyers in jail for this kind of behavior when people get killed. And we have Americans that are dead in Boston, at Fort Hood, in Little Rock, Arkansas, in Utah, in California, and other places across this country because our leaders have not identified the threat, that the threat is specifically coming from the Islamic community, and that the vast majority of the Islamic organizations in America are part of this jihadi network as a matter of legal fact. That's the fact. And so that's why I say our leaders, FBI Director, DHS, and others, they should be in handcuffs because Americans are dead and it could have been prevented because we know by name who these Muslim Brotherhood leaders are. And we're allowing them to walk around our communities and continuing to plan jihad and support jihad in the United States.
Crazy. John Guandola, thanks so much for coming on. Pick up the book, Raising Jihadi Generation, of Jihadi Generation. Thanks. We'll talk to you again.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Segment of this hour of America Tonight, and a segment we rolled out last week and had a lot of fun with it because I got several emails. So I'm going to say if I get 5 emails on something that we just did, I think you liked it, and it's called Goats Mixed Nuts and Noise. There's that goat. We spare no expense on our goats. All right, so first up, Sarah Palin gets a new reality television show. Remember she had the, whatever it was, Here We Are in Alaska show, TLC, and that kind of went south on her. Todd made a lot of appearances. He was on snowmobiles and whatnot. So she is dipping back into the world of reality. The former U.S. VP candidate who gets big bucks in some areas for speeches. The new show is on the Sportsman Channel, which is, of course, dedicated to hunting and fishing and shooting. It's called Amazing America with Sarah Palin, and it's going to be, they say, an anthology of stories that explore some of the most original, interesting, and sometimes inspiring people, places, and pastimes connected to outdoors lifestyle. So she was on TLC in 2010. It was Sarah Palin's Alaska, that was about exploring the state with her and her family, and it was canceled after 1 season. I say goats. I know there's an appeal for some people with Sarah Palin, but this show is conceived a little bit better than the Sarah Palin's Alaska, but I just don't know that it'll take off. I don't know what they're hoping. I mean, obviously the Sportsman Channel, they are hoping that the whole mixing her with the hunting and the fishing and all that kind of stuff is really going to just jive, and they're going to get ratings because that's what they want in reality TV. It doesn't necessarily cost a lot to make. But I just don't see, and even on that channel, I know some people that watch it. They're serious guys.
Where do you find that channel?
A Sportsman Channel. It's like, you know, there's 10 million channels on whatever cable network. There is, it is. I've seen it for like 2 seconds. But because ESPN has really good stuff where you can just get fishing or you can just get hunting, but they are combining like the whole thing. So I said goats because I think they're bad at the wrong, up the wrong tree. I don't think that reality television show is going to get what they want, which is attention. They're hoping for like a Honey Boo Boo or Duck Dynasty. And I don't think Sarah Palin is a Duck Dynasty. Do you?
I do not. I don't think so at all. So
you don't even know the channel.
I don't know where that channel is. I don't even think it's on. We have Comcast up here, so we must not get it because I'm very familiar with lots of television channels, and I don't think I've ever heard of that one. It must be either a DirecTV thing or a Dish thing. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
All right, so I'm going with goats. I think for you that's probably noise because we don't even get the channel.
Exactly.
So, all right, this one's a good one. Tailgating at the Super Bowl. I covered 10 Super Bowls, and I love to talk to the guys that were tailgating when I was out in San Diego or I was in Tampa or was at one of the other fabulous places that where they were doing the Super Bowl. New Orleans was crazy in New Orleans. So now they're saying no. MetLife Stadium, forget about kegs, buffet tables in the parking lot. That's not going to happen. There's no tailgating. That's what the game committee is saying. That you could have food in your car and you could have a drink in your car, but and you get the boundary of a single parking space, so you can eat in that car or you could stand up on the hood of your car if you wanted to, but you cannot take out a lounge chair. You are not be able to take out a grill. You cannot take up more than one parking space. And if you think you can do it, we're going to be watching people. They're going to be giving out tickets for people who decide that they're going to try to tailgate. They're not going to allow it. And they're expecting a lot of people. There's 80,000 tickets, so they don't want that. They say they don't want the problems. There's going to be a lot of drop-offs, and they're not going to have it. So you can have a little drink in your car, and that's it. I say that is noise. I think it's not fair. You pay however much you pay to go see the Super Bowl. That's part of the experience. I mean, it just is. They're trying to regulate. They're trying to make it super corporate. Just get the people in there, make them drink and eat what's in the stadium. That's part of the fun. That's part of the fun of just going to a game in general. What do you think, Matt?
I'm in total agreement with you. I think part of the experience of going to a game is the tailgating, especially, you know, NFL games. That's what people do. They tailgate. They have fun. You get your grills out. Like, part of the game day experience is the hours of tailgating beforehand, even in college football, especially college football. All kinds of football. I've seen it at high school games before. That's what you do. You tailgate. And not being able to do that for the Super Bowl, it seems very, I don't know, just it's snobbish. It's the no fun league. It's not right for them to be doing this. I'm in total disagreement with them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I mean. It's homogenized. You can drink, have a drink in your car. That is not what you do
at
the NFL.
But having a drink in your car, I think that's technically illegal, though, isn't it?
Open containers only for your parking space.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry, they had to have more space then. Shame on them. They want to host the Super Bowl. You pay a fortune to get there. It's your team. You know what you go through when you're a real fan? And if your team's in the Super Bowl and you have given up a portion of your child's tuition money to get there, then you should, by golly, have a chance to have the weenies out on the grill and be talking with all the other people in the lot. And as I said, I've gone to these Super Bowls, and it is so fun. So that's wrong. Wrong. Noise. Here's a good one. Here's our
low. Below and 30 inches of snow.
Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be a blizzard, so ha-ha. All right, here's the other thing. There's a new survey that was done by North Star for Expedia on in-flight etiquette, and it found that inattentive parents are the most annoying flyers, according to other passengers. So they say the number one thing that was annoying was inattentive parents. Number two was rear seat kicker. Number three was the passenger who didn't have good hygiene. Number four was the boozer. Number five was the chatty Kathy, someone who won't shut up who sits next to you. Audio insensitive, someone who blasts their earphones. You can still hear it. The seat back guy was number seven. I hate that. Number eight was the carry-on baggage offender who stuffs all their stuff in the overhead and you can't get anything on. Nine was the backseat grabber. 10 was the jumper, and 11 was the armrest hog. What do you think? What's the most offensive thing to you? Do you think they got it right, inattentive parents?
I would say so, because that's kind of a hot button issue for me just across the board. And one of the reasons right now I don't have kids is because I don't think I want to handle that responsibility right now. And I look at other parents, and this happens on planes a lot, but just other places too, and it's like, how do you not hear your kid yelling and being annoying and, you know, clawing all over the seat and doing all these other things? I know there's a point where maybe you're just immune to it, but at the same time, you got to respect everyone else's space at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I think it's bad. I don't understand that. How can you be a parent and let your kid kick a seat, scream, do all that? I mean, kids are kids, and you can only do so much if it's like a baby. But usually people that are really cool, if they have a baby, they get up, they try to do anything, whatever. But we sat on a plane one time, and the two people that sat behind us had two really young kids, and the little boy kept kicking the seat, oh, a zillion times. And finally, my husband turned around and said, geez, you have to stop that. He was very nice about it. And the father jumped all in his face about it. And he said, listen, if you can't control your children, I love kids. And your kid is probably a great kid. But you need to tell them they can't kick the seat the entire time.
Exactly. I mean, you don't want to be in a position where you're trying to parent somebody else's kid.
Yes.
That's the worst thing.
It is the worst. The other thing I hate...
Go ahead.
The other thing I hate that happens on a plane, it's like when the plane lands, you have those computer guys that get up immediately and they're going to bum rush the door. They practically tackle you from the back of the plane to butt in front of everyone and to get out first. I hate those people. Yeah. Why can't they just let people get out of the aisle one at a time?
The best little wingman co-pilot in the seat next to you is some Geek Squad kid who's just going to sit and play his game and watch a movie. That's the best. They won't bother you at all.
That's right. We just want to be able to sit in silence and enjoy our flight. There you have it.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.